Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 909. The Difference Between Inspiration and Motivation by Steve Kamm of nerdfitness.com, and I'm Dr. Neil. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I act as your narrator of the best health and fitness blogs covering fitness, nutrition, stress management, weight management, and lots more. And on Fridays, I answer your questions right here on the show. Now, yesterday I had a super long intro. I talked all about Kumail Nanjiani's body transformation, so I'm going to keep this intro really, really short for you. Let's get right to the heart of today's episode and start optimizing your life. The Difference Between Inspiration and Motivation by Steve Kamm of nerdfitness.com. I get a lot of questions on where I get my inspiration and motivation to run Nerd Fitness, not to mention my own personal health and well-being. I also want to talk about the differences between motivation and inspiration and how I use both to level up my life. I'm not inspired by actors who have personal chefs, personal trainers, nutritionists, and the time to devote 24 hours a day to getting healthy. Sure, it's fun to get motivated by them, but I know any comparisons are, at the end of the day, unrealistic. I am inspired by normal people, like Joe, who dropped 130 pounds in 10 months while working a desk job and traveling 2 weeks a month. I'm not inspired by the guys in the gym who spend all of their time doing 6 different bicep curls and 4 different ab exercises to make sure their perfect muscles are sculpted more perfectly. I am inspired by the 65-year-old guy I saw last week deadlifting 400 pounds. If I can deadlift half of that at his age, I know I'm doing something right. I'm not inspired by the guy who loads up 315 pounds in the Smith machine and does 10 power curtsies, which are squats that aren't really squats. They just drop down a few inches. I am inspired by the older lady whose kids are in daycare and who is squatting 75 pounds and is squatting the right way, deep. I'm not inspired by the people who have it all figured out. I am inspired by the people who are working hard every day trying to figure it out. I am inspired by the people who say, "I failed before," which means this time things will be different. I am inspired by people who took a crappy situation, accepted personal responsibility, and changed their fate, or channeled Iron Man to make the most of it. I am inspired by people who refuse to fall victim to good enough syndrome. They instead compare themselves to who they were yesterday. I am inspired by the nerd fitness community. I try to be better for them to inspire them right back. If you don't have it all figured out, don't worry. Nobody does. If you are struggling to see progress, don't forget to give yourself a quiet fist pump for getting skin in the game in the first place and figuring it out. I had no clue what I was doing 10 years ago, and to this day, I'm still learning. But every day is an opportunity to learn, adjust, and adapt. Perfection is the enemy of progress. Waiting for the perfect opportunity or the perfect plan will result in nothing ever happening. Educate yourself a bit, but put one foot in front of the other and figure things out as you go. That's how the rest of us did it, but you need to start in order for that to happen. Try and don't be afraid to fail, but make sure you fail differently. The truth about achievement. Don't get me wrong, I love a montage just as much as anybody, whether it's Rocky IV or South Park. However, I get my inspiration elsewhere because montages don't give us a realistic look at life, just the highlights. Montages are 3 to 5 minutes of the best parts of months or years of hard work with all the realism cut out. Real achievement is full of blood, sweat, tears, boogers, illnesses, and competing commitments. It's full of moments of confusion and self-doubt. You don't see the vomit after the cameras stop rolling, the sacrifices made to get from the before to the after, the nights lying awake wondering, why the fill-in-the-blank am I doing this? I love the montage, but I get inspired by the months of work between takes. Real achievement is messy. It's ugly. It's boring. And it's awesome. Don't compare your daily struggles against somebody else's highlight reel. Montages take time. You just listened to the post titled The Difference Between Inspiration and Motivation by Steve Kamm of nerdfitness.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. This kind of goes with the territory. People assume that I know everything there is to know about health and wellness. I know everything about nutrition. I know everything about fitness. I know exactly what's going to work for them, which diet is going to get them to lose weight, which exercise program is going to get them cut and ripped just like they want. But it turns out I don't. And so I loved when Steve mentioned that to this day, he is still learning. I feel the same way. There was a moment, probably right when I graduated with my doctorate degree, that I thought I knew everything. I thought I didn't have to learn a single thing. I am caught up. I am good to go. But we know that's not realistic. Health, wellness, fitness, it changes so fast. And so to quote Steve again, every day is an opportunity to learn, adjust, and adapt. And that's so true. I have been wrong many times before, and I've had to adjust and adapt my own thinking to what the data show. To me, I think one of the hallmarks of being intelligent is to remain objective. Can we remove our own personal feelings out of the equation and just look at what, for example, what the data say, and then make a decision based on that? If what you're doing right now isn't working or what you did last year didn't work, try something new. Learn, adjust, and adapt. And honestly, I've had to do that many times, and I'm going to tell you right now, it's perfectly okay. All right, that'll do it from me for today. I hope you're having a wonderful week so far. Tomorrow's Friday, so stay tuned for the Friday Q&A. So I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.